hunt you down, eat you alive. Written by Black Cat. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Naruto. Rating, explicit. Also tagged for Alternate Universe Canon Divergence. PWP. Porn with vague plot? Or something like that. Marriage contracts. Kind of. Accidental marriage. Also, kind of. Light bondage. Orgasm delay denial. Multiple orgasms. Rough sex. Biting. Anal sex. Light blood play. And rimming. Part of the Baby, I'm Praying on You Tonight series. Recorded for Kinktober 2025. You know, Zabuza gets out on a laugh. I didn't think you had it in ya. Kakashi shoves his knee up higher, slams into him so hard it makes Zabuza gasp. I'm not the one with it in me, he says mildly, leaning forward, and teeth that are almost as sharp as a swordsman's skim Zabuza's collarbone. He curses, twists, but Kakashi pins him down, deceptively strong, despite his lean frame, slams into Zabuza again and grinds in, setting off fireworks up Zabuza's spine. With a cry, Zabuza jerks again, tries to wrench his hands down, claw Kakashi's back. Anything, but Kakashi still has him staked out like a hide, and he can't make the ties so much as budge. Fuck, he grunts, tipping his head back. Screwed by a skinny Konoha twink. Fuck, I'll never recover. There's a growl against his shoulder, low and deadly enough to make Zabuza's skin prickle with a lizard brain kind of terror. And Kakashi bites him hard, draws blood in a dagger-sharp burst of pain that explodes through the meat of Zabuza's peck, and he cries out, shudders, just as bound as the rest of him. Zabuza's cock twitches hard against his stomach, and he snarls in frustration, wants to rip and tear and hurt because he can't come. Kakashi slides all the way home, humps into Zabuza with short, hard jerks of his hips that punch ragged sounds from Zabuza's chest as each one explodes through him, as fierce as pain. Those sharp teeth catch his mouth, and Zabuza kisses back furiously. Can't tell if the blood in his mouth is Kakashi's or his own or both. With another growl, lower, deeper, Kakashi pulls away, presses bloody lips to Zabuza's throat. You're the one who wanted this, he reminds Zabuza like a threat. You're the one who used the old laws. Zabuza can't help but shiver, hands clenching around the tree root Kakashi lashed his wrists to. It had seemed like a good idea at the time, like the best way out of Gato's contract with his skin intact and no threat of the largest, strongest shinobi village hanging over his and Haku's heads. The Hatake are an old clan, and so are the Momochi. Marriage hunts are something they both have done in the past, even if the tradition's fallen out of style now that they're supposed to be civilized. Didn't think you'd catch me. Zabuza gets out, and it's not like he didn't know this could happen. It's not like he wasn't totally fine with the idea going in, but he'd kind of pictured it happening the other way around, if it happened at all. Kakashi grinds into him again, rolls his hips at just the right angle to make Zabuza shout, and pins his shoulders to the ground before he can buck. Blood smears across Zabuza's skin, a thin sheen of red, and Kakashi makes a sound that's very like satisfaction. "I did catch you," he says, though he hardly needs to when he's balls deep in Zabuza's ass, his marks covering Zabuza's throat and chest. Some of them will probably scar, and Zabuza isn't about to object. He groans, tries to pull Kakashi closer with his leg, but Kakashi catches his thigh and shoves it wider, gives three hard thrusts that drive a shattered cry from Zabuza's throat. There's a hand around his cock squeezing tight, stripping the tie from it, and Zabuza's breath locks in his throat. He can't even make a sound, just comes, and it feels like being battered by a hurricane, the force of it washing through him. Cum splatters his stomach, and Kakashi chuckles low and deep. He's still painfully hard, thick and long, and it's been a real fucking while since Zabuza last did this. When Kakashi pulls back, sliding out, he groans, muscles spasming like they're trying to pull Kakashi's cock back in. But the Kappa-nin doesn't pause. He pulls out of Zabuza, then moves away, and Zabuza just lies there, trying to catch his breath. He can't hear a rustle, a click, and then a moment later there's a hand at his lips, pressing a soldier pill into his mouth. Zabuza groans but takes it, chewing it once and then swallowing it down. Kakashi makes a pleased sound, and sharp teeth skim his jaw, close gently around the bone, and Zabuza shudders as they close hard enough to leave a mark. "Over," Kakashi tells him, low and intent. "Lean against the tree." "Doggy style? Are you for real, Hatake?" Zabuza mocks, but he can feel the surge of chakra in his veins, the return of clarity as the tiredness that came with his orgasm washes away. He rolls over, gets his knees under himself with a groan, and wobbles his way up, slumping over the protruding roots. There's a chuckle in his ear as Kakashi covers his back, narrow hips slotting between Zabuza's thighs. "You might not want to say my clan name like that," Kakashi reminds him, and three fingers push into his hole, making him groan and twitch as his cock starts to harden again. Lips press against the curve of his ass, followed by a sharp bite. Zabuza jolts. Kakashi licks the mark, then says, "Seeing as you're a Hatake now too, my pretty blushing bride." The words pull a whimper from Zabuza's throat, and he rocks back into Kakashi's hand as a burn-like arousal, or maybe embarrassment, washes through him. Way too long since he's done this. Kisame used to work him over for hours, and Mei took him apart once, but it's been years. Kakashi isn't anything that should appeal to Zabuza, skinny and weedy as a scarecrow, with a reluctance to fight all out that's fucking maddening, but Zabuza is on his hands and knees for him, naked in the middle of a wave country forest. They hunted each other through the woods, but it was Kakashi who brought him down, who met the dare in Zabuza's eyes when he had him bare in front of him and proceeded to fuck him in a way that made Zabuza's whole brain go hazy. With a hum, Kakashi drapes himself over Zabuza, mouthing at the knobs of his spine. "You are, aren't you?" he taunts, and those fingers hook, drag Zabuza open as he yelps, and then Kakashi is pushing into him, long and slow and hard enough to knock Zabuza forward. Without hesitation, Kakashi pins his head there, bites down hard on the muscle of his shoulder, and when Zabuza jerks and shouts, he chuckles. "You know what happens next?" Kakashi asks in his ear, and his hips pick up a steady, bruising rhythm, bottoming out with each thrust as Zabuza gasps under him, a ragged breath. And then Kakashi wraps his arms around Zabuza's ribs, puts his whole body into his next thrust, and then stops. Like Zabuza can't feel the shaft inside of him, rock hard and twitching. Kakashi nips the back of his neck, rides Zabuza's full body shudder, and murmurs, "After this, I'm gonna finish my mission, and you're going to wait in my room. When I'm done, I'm going to fuck you again, and then we'll go back to Konoha." Another punishing drive of his hips, and Zabuza moans as he bottoms out, scrapes his nails across the bark because he can't move, and Kakashi isn't fucking him. "Not your fucking housewife," Zabuza gets out, but Kakashi presses his thighs apart even farther, slides an inch deeper, and Zabuza's voice breaks on a breathy cry. "Say that after the honeymoon," Kakashi tells him, low and dark and amused. "I want you in nothing but an apron welcoming me home at least once." Zabuza shudders thinking of it, of cooking for Kakashi, waiting for him almost entirely naked, and then of Kakashi fucking him on the floor or over the table. He moans before he can help it, and Kakashi kisses his shoulder, sweeps a hand down the thick muscles of his arms. He starts moving again, and this time there's a desperation to his movements that means he's been denying himself for too long. Each thrust is faster, just a little less coordinated, and he drives short, guttural cries out of Zabuza's throat with each one, slams him forward until he knocks Zabuza off balance. Zabuza hits the root with a grunt, and the change in angle on the next thrust sparks light behind his eyes. He shouts, every muscle instantly tightening, and Kakashi hammers into him as he comes for the second time, with a sharp hitch of Kakashi's hips burying himself all the way inside of Zabuza. He comes too, and teeth latch onto the back of Zabuza's neck as he growls. It's enough to make Zabuza's cock give another valiant twitch, and he groans. If he had more energy, he'd press up into Kakashi's mouth. But as it is, he can barely summon the strength to say, "Fucking shit." Kakashi chuckles, smug enough to warrant a punch in the face. He rolls his hips, sliding his softening cock through the wetness inside Zabuza. And when Zabuza groans, he hums, pleased, and pulls out. A hand sweeps down Zabuza's thighs, parting them, and Kakashi asks, lightly, "And what would my cute new wife say if I wanted to eat my cum out of him?" Zabuza chokes on a moan, and really, what idiot would even try to say no to that? He spreads his legs, feels Kakashi's smile against the inside of his thigh. "Fucking skinny little scarecrow," Zabuza groans, and Kakashi lays a kiss on the bite mark on his ass. "Well," he says, wickedly cheerful, and his fingers press into the perfect handprint bruises on Zabuza's thighs. "You're the one who underestimated me." It might just be the best mistake of Zabuza's life. Not that he's about to tell Kakashi that. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic and would like to leave a comment, either for myself or for the author, you can feel free to do so. If you'd like to leave a comment for me, the podficker, you can do that on the podfic post, which is probably wherever you found this podfic to begin with. If you'd like to leave a comment for the author, you can do so on the text post, which is linked from the podfic post. Thanks for listening!